The Matanuska-Susitna Borough's District 4 encompasses the core of bustling Wasilla. Both Steve Colligan and Patrick Johnson are wooing votes in the race to represent the district, although they are coming from distinct angles. Steve Colligan, an engineer and businessman, owns eTerra, an IT mapping and software development business. The 25-year entrepreneur says he's got the business skills to help boost jobs in the area.
I've been all over the nation and all over Alaska consulting, helping utilities and resource companies and government and defense contractors and the military in different projects. The reason I'm running for the assembly is I think we need some strong business skills at the moment on the assembly.
He says jobs and the economy are top issues in this election. The race is Colligan's first attempt at an elected office.
I think I bring a little bit of diversity of skills to the assembly as an IT business person, person that's created jobs. You know, we have quite a few big hairballs going on in our community, and reach in and pick out the essential elements and solve those problems and move forward.
He says the borough's building codes are an issue.
There's been plenty of concern over actually our building codes, Title 16 and the new Title 27. Our own borough government had to exempt themselves from their own building codes to do work out at the port. And I think the business, developer, engineering, and surveying community has come together to address the good and bad things about each one of those. And I think the borough is now taking steps to actually work with industry rather than special interest, kind of guiding and implementing more zoning and further regulations.
Colligan says in talking to people affected by the codes, he's hearing
one of the problems has been trying to have one-size-fits-all type regulations. The issues in the core area, the populated area, are completely different than the needs in rural or remote parcels. And when you start applying density type, you know, populated area type regulations that are needed in the rural areas, just makes it impossible to develop property.
He says at the end of the day, it's all about jobs, bringing in new dollars, not fighting over the last dollar. Colligan stands in favor of Proposition 2, the transportation bond, because of the connectivity it provides as the borough develops its port area. But Proposition 3, the school bond, is not to his liking.
That's a one bond, one swallow, and a whole bunch of stuff. It's disturbing to me. I was really hoping that they would break those out. The community's going to be sensitive to have to vote on $215 million in one vote.
But he says it's obvious that Kinnick Goose Bay will need both a new middle and new high school soon. Patrick Pat Johnson is challenging Colligan for the District 4 seat. Johnson has a Navy background. He worked as a CB and after service in Vietnam worked construction until his retirement. Johnson has served on the borough planning and platting boards.
I've had my name brought forward the way we do it here in the borough by the mayor. Four different mayors and four different assemblies have approved me for positions on the platting board, planning commission.
Johnson, too, is concerned about boosting jobs.
As our federal support decreases, we're going to be needing to keep our economy self-sufficient. I think that education is the most important thing that we do, along with roads and safety.
But he says preserving the quality of life of the various neighborhoods is just as important.
I've been very strongly for neighborhoods in the last 9 years. I think that we're moving in the direction of doing away with some regulations that help us keep clean water, sewer, road construction, and property value protection. And I think we need to keep these things paramount.
Johnson is in favor of both Prop 2 and Prop 3.
I think we could improve in our support for tourism, in our support for education. We've gone downhill in our contributions to the school district that the borough is allowed to make by state statute. We've gone from 82% to 78% this year. So I think we can do better in education. I think the school bond package that we've got before the voters is a big part of that.
And he says it's the public's involvement that counts.
I fought for people's rights to address the assembly and to have open communication with their government. And I'm very much in support of that.
Matanuska-Susitna Borough elections are set for October 4th. I'm Ellen Lockyer.